is the patron saint of Ireland. And every year, on the 17th of March, Irish people all over the world have a huge celebration in his honour.
Abby! It's Jane!
642, 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouris.
Happy! That's awful.
In for Seriously. Ro and Anna. They'll be back on Monday.
12.
One of the things about WGN, besides this place being everybody's family here, mm-hmm. everybody loves each other. It's like Mayberry. There's nobody that doesn't like each other. That's what's great about this radio station. But they encourage people to grow. And I remember years ago when I worked here the first time, I had an intern. His name was Michael. And I'm like, this guy's good. And he's got great hair and he knows how to dress.
Yeah.
And I just found out that he's at South by Southwest and he's doing a bunch of podcasts on WGNradio.com. And we have him on the phone. Michael.
Pete, it's good to hear from you, my friend. How you doing, buddy?
First of all, congratulations. This is a big deal for you, man. You're doing a lot of podcasts here, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great time here at South by Southwest down in Austin. A lot of people that I've always wanted to talk to have gotten the chance to speak to. But the most important person that I've spoken to today is definitely you and Jane.
Aww,
it's good to hear from you guys.
Please.
Michael, you know we love you.
I follow Michael on Instagram, Arthur Fonzarelli.
I follow him too.
Yes.
Great pictures this week, my friend.
Just saw the picture of Garth Brooks.
Absolutely, yeah. I got to sit down with the man himself, Garth Brooks, who's putting out a brand new album. He has this great connection with Amazon Music that he announced today that he did his keynote around 2 o'clock today here in Austin. So it was a really cool chance to sit down and speak with him for a few minutes. As you know, he started his last tour, 11 shows in a row in Chicago. And so we spoke a little bit on that, and it was a really cool experience to talk with our buddy Garth.
Garth reminds me, he has that Spike Odell type of everybody wants to be your friend. You know, he just has that warmth that it just draws people in.
Mm-hmm. He's got friends in low places, that's for sure.
Say, did you walk away feeling like you were a high place or a low place with that guy? I'm watching South by Southwest. We know that it is just a mecca of all things music, great people there. You've been running into some pretty interesting people. Was everything planned or does it sort of just happen?
You know, that's the really cool thing about working and being here in Austin during South by Southwest. You bump into a lot of really interesting people. You know, most of it was planned. I had a few interviews that kind of fell through. Joe Biden was, I guess, too busy for some reason. Couldn't speak with us. But I got to speak with somebody, people like Mick Fleetwood, who has
an intense
connection to... Oh, absolutely. He was such a charmer, too. It was great to sit down with him. And he had nothing but nice things to say about Chicago. In fact, most of the interview focused on the fact that he wouldn't even be in Fleetwood Mac if it wasn't for the blues influence from Chicago, Illinois. So that was kind of cool to speak to him.
I'd love that. Michael, hold on. We're going to check traffic. We'll talk some more, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Michael Heidemann, you can go to WGN Radio. Michael, where are the podcasts? Am I giving the right address?
Yes, you are. You can go to WGNradio.com. You can search Sound Sessions, or you can search my name, Michael Heidemann.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouris, in for Ro and Anna, who are back on Monday. South by Southwest is going on right now. Michael Heidemann down there for WGN Radio. By the way, if you have the WGN Plus app, which I do, you can pick it up right there, right, Michael?
Absolutely, yeah. Pick up that great app, and I listen to it almost every single day.
Now, South by Southwest started as a music festival, right? And now it's everything.
Yeah, yeah, Pete. I mean, the South by Southwest Music Festival started out as music about in 1987. So this is about 30 years into it, and it had just blown up into this huge conglomerate of interactive portions, film, music, and comedy. And it's really cool how this whole conference takes over the entire town. Think of it as if Chicago was just taken over by Lollapalooza, and not only was it just put in Grant Park, but in every single bar across all of Michigan Avenue. It's a really cool thing. It's like that Michigan Avenue is 6th Street here in Austin, Texas.
Okay, how long is the festival? How long does it go?
So it goes about 10 days. It's broken apart. Music is about 6 days. I think interactive is about 4 days, and in film and comedy are spliced in as well. I can't believe you haven't been down here, Pete. This is great. This is right up your alley.
I know it is. I know. That's what happens
but
when you have a
kid. But it's sort of all ages, right? Everybody goes.
Oh, I've never felt more old in my entire life than knowing that, yes, it is definitely all ages. On 6th Street right now, there's this really, really great thing that's going on, which is called Spring Break for the college students here. So the streets are littered with you know, early 20-somethings, but it can go all the way up to, you know, whatever age it is. Because this kind of festival is an all-ages thing. I mean, you're able to see conferences during the day, see speeches from people like Mark Cuban, Joe Biden. I was able to see James Franco's new film here. So there's something for everybody, wow, which makes South by Southwest a really, really cool experience for everybody.
I've always said I'm a beer away from college, so I would be perfect in Austin.
Yeah, Michael, so when it comes to assignments for work, this one isn't a bad assignment.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, to be honest, but the first time I came down here, I was like, I had this great idea. You know, I'm going to be going down to South by Southwest. Will you guys let me do it? And they were like, well, I guess if you want to. And now I just kind of do it no matter what anybody says. It's that great. And I knew that there's going to be nothing but fantastic content. So this is my time of year. This is like my holiday.
Well, these people go down there to promote things. Why is Mick Fleetwood down there? What is he promoting?
So Mick Fleetwood is promoting his new book, which chronicles the years, you know, before Fleetwood Mac even came to the United States from 1967 to 1974.
Okay.
And it's called A Love That Burns. You can pick it up at FleetwoodMacBook.com. So he's down there hanging out. He gave a music keynote as well. So if you come down here as a big music artist like Garth Brooks did or Mick Fleetwood, you're able to not only play shows, but you can do the keynote speeches as well as promote anything that you have. So you can kind of like kill a few birds with one stone.
God, I'm all about
everything.
That.
You know, I saw a picture too. It literally looked like your camera was on the keyboard of the piano player from Fastball.
You know, as a child of the 90s, I had to go and get my Fastball on.
Now, wait a second. Fastball, we're not referring to baseball. This is a band?
Yes, you know Fastball.
I don't know Fastball. Who is in Fastball? I don't know anything about Fastball.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
They had classic hits like The Way.
And didn't they have Closing Time?
Classic hits for Fastball?
Semisonic.
Oh, Semisonic. Sorry. Okay, so yeah, no, I know Fastball. give me their hits again.
Okay, they've got, got Out of My Head.
Yeah.
Which, The Way. Yeah. Out of My Head, actually, was a huge hit in the 90s, and now it's actually this guy named Machine Gun Kelly took the sample from the Fastball song, and now it's the number one song in all of America.
Give us a little.
Being a band from...
No, don't have him sing.
Is this karaoke hour?
Just
remember,
hum it.
Remember, I worked at a classic rock station in Rockford in the 90s, so I was kind of in a bubble.
You would know Fastball.
Yeah, okay.
But was your camera on the keyboard? It was so close.
It was basically in the guy's face. He told me to back off, actually.
Good for you, getting down and dirty. I like it. Arthur Fonzarelli on Instagram. Great pictures, great videos if you want to check it out. And, of course, WGN Plus. You can find it on the app or WGNRadio.com. Find all the podcasts from South by Southwest. Michael, good work. When do you come home?
I'm coming home tomorrow morning, Pete. And let me just say that I wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff if it wasn't for you giving me that experience back when I was just a lowly intern over at WGN.
I appreciate you giving me credit right at the end of the interview.
Nice.
That's great stuff.
That's how you do it.
All right, buddy. I'll see you when you get back.
All right. Take care. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
See
Bye.
You, man. He's a good kid.
Good for him. What a great assignment. Like I said, you get to go there and experience all this.
That is the beauty of this radio
and
station.
And bring it back and share it with everybody.
Yes, we can talk about DIY. We can do the car show that Dean has tomorrow between 2 and 4. And then
everybody's happy.
You go on the app. Have you seen the app, WGN
Plus? I love the app.
They have a million podcasts on there. You could fill your day just listening.
And podcasts are huge. And so I'm glad that we have all those podcasts because there's so many things to listen to.
Including the show, which is almost over.
Oh, Pete.
We had a great time.
Ain't so.
I have to go to Lizzie McNeil's. I'd love to sit and talk for another hour.
We could.
But Justin's coming up next. It's 720 WGN.